Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Cheers. Cheers. Welcome to episode 45 of the Sisters Like Us podcast.
Oh my God.
We are so close to 50.
What are we going to do for 50?
I don't know. That's why I was just counting on the calendar, because I was trying to figure out like when that would fall. And
wait, when did we hit a year? In July.
We hit a year of recording in July. We didn't start releasing them until October. So I need to look it up, because it's probably like now or soon, which makes sense. That we're at 45 because we've like missed a couple of weeks here and there. And so, you know, a year and almost being at 52 kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Anywho, okay, let's get our drinks poured for the evening and then we can get into it. Okay. Allie suggested that we try this. I had no idea what it was.
It's witch's brew, which is like it's like the fall wine from Trader Joe's that's like kind of like mulled wine, but like you can warm it up, but you don't have to because it has like spices in it and stuff. I don't actually typically like red, but my roommate said it's really good. And like, they said they were like discontinuing them, I think. So like we had stocked up on them last year.
And now here they are.
And now they're back. Yeah.
Oops.
So
it says it's actually from Michigan. Like the wine is from Michigan. It doesn't say anywhere on the back here like what kind of red it is. Just that it's like red with spices. It says on a scale of 1 to 5 on sweetness, it is a 4. So I have a feeling I'm probably not going to love this.
Yeah.
Because I do like a red wine, but I like a dry red wine.
Yeah, it might be a lot.
That's okay. It also says on the back that you can drink it warmed up, like mulled wine. Mm-hmm. I don't actually like mulled wine.
Yeah, I don't think I do either.
Mom loves it. Like every time we go to like the Chris Kindle Market, mm-hmm. Mom loves it.
All right.
Okay. Cheers. Actual cheers. Oh.
That's good.
Actually, it's not bad.
Yum.
I actually kind of like it.
It's a very nice fall drink.
Yeah. It is sweet. So I wouldn't suggest drinking it if you're, like, thinking you're going to drink, like, true red wine.
No, but, like anyway, like, my roommate brought it to, they had, like, a football party on Sunday. So she brought it to that.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, to, like, a Friendsgiving or, like, something like yeah. that.
I actually almost feel like with some like ice and treating it almost like sangria would be delicious.
Well, so kind of what it tastes like. Put it in the fridge. Like she drinks it cold.
Yeah. I mean, this is like not cold, but it's not.
It's not like warm.
Warm, yeah. I like it actually. I don't know that I could drink too much of it, but it's a nice like little treat.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting thinking about like red wine is in Italy, whenever like my dad ordered red wine, it was like warm. Like,
yeah.
It was like when I like went to take a sip, like it was like warm in the cup.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't like red wine warm. It needs to be a slight chill. I mean, it's supposed to be served at like a slightly below.
Yeah. I don't know.
The trick that I have heard is if you don't have like a wine fridge where you can set the temperature at. For white wine, you should keep it in your regular fridge, but then take it out 30 minutes before you want it to serve it so it can not be like refrigerator cold. And for red wine, you should keep it room temperature, but then stick it in the fridge 30 minutes before you're going to serve it to give it a little bit of a chill.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's like the cheater way of doing it.
Good to know. Speaking of like hosting things, I really want to like host something at my apartment, like for our family.
Okay.
Like, I want to do, like a football Sunday or, like something like that. Because I feel like we've never really hung out at my house. And, like,
nope.
I love to host things.
Okay.
And we have a big TV. And I just think it would be fun.
No, I think that's a great idea.
Oh, and speaking of new things, speaking of apartment things.
So many speaking of.
So, Sydney Wade on Prime Day got us a shark vacuum and a crock pot.
Wow, you're fancy.
And I literally, like, unboxed the Charcuterie. See, you know you're becoming an adult when you get excited about opening up a vacuum. Oh, my gosh. Like, it cleans so well. Like, compared to the shitty one that we had before, like, it's just, like, amazing. But it was so gross when I, like, finished doing the whole house. Like, it was just, like, even once I got all the gunk out of it, it was just, like, dust.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, anyways.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited for you guys.
So now, like, the floor is, like, Lila friendly. Before, it probably wasn't.
That's fair, because, yes, she crawls all over the floors mm-hmm. regularly. I think that's a great idea. I think we should do something.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe, like, a little, I don't know, like, a mini, like, Thanksgiving. Like, not a Thanksgiving, but, like, just, like, drinks and, like, snacks and, like, football.
Yeah, because we're not going to be together for Thanksgiving right. this year. We pop up the family tree. Our family is very complicated if you're new here. And so every other year, everybody on like our mutual side, on our mom and stepdad side of the family, goes to their other parents. So this year, nobody, like you and Parker are going to be with your dad. All the boys are going to be with their mom. We're actually going to stay here.
Oh.
We were originally going to go somewhere, but with just everything going on, we've had so much travel and we have so much travel in like early next year that we were just like, you know what? We're going to stay here for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I have no idea what we're going to do. I mean, it's going to be like me and Sam and Lila and Mom and Mark. So.
I mean, you guys will still do something.
Yeah. Yeah, we will. I'm probably going to have to talk Mom off of a ledge from, like, making an entire Thanksgiving meal, because she's probably going to want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to be like, no.
No. Yeah.
You could do it that, like, weekend, like, Saturday or Sunday after Thanksgiving. So it's still kind of Thanksgiving-esque, but not actual Thanksgiving.
So I run the wedding on December 1st, the Sunday.
The Sunday.
Of Thanksgiving.
Okay. So maybe not.
But I'm off that. I don't know. Okay. I might like do it like the weekend before or something
okay.
and just like, you know, anyways, that's something in progress. Probably should still talk to my roommates about that too.
Probably. Although I was thinking that weekend they might not be there because they might be home
yeah.
at their families for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We'll see. TBD.
There were two episodes of Dancing with the Stars.
Two episodes. Yes.
But at the same time, they were back to back and nobody went home in the first episode. So to me, it kind of just felt like
yeah.
one big, giant, long episode.
Mm-hmm.
But truthfully, I can't even like remember the dances from the first night.
Yeah. I feel like the ones the second night were just so much more memorable.
Yeah.
I guess like, thank God the old guys went home.
It was time.
It's like hard because we watch it together. So there's like,
yeah, we don't really have any commentary to share that's new between the two of us, but we can share our thoughts for other people if they're curious, if they are also watching Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. I feel like my like top people right now are like Joey. Jen is like creeping up on me. I was saying how like Jen and Sasha are doing what Brooks and Gleb were like trying to do. Like Brooks and Gleb are just like being too much, I fear.
A little. It's a lot. Like, they and, literally licked tongues.
Like, in the song.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, all for it. Like, they want to be a couple, like, whatever. But, like, just, like, say you're a couple then. Like,
yeah, if you're going to be that, like, yeah. obvious about it.
Yeah. But I feel like Jen and Sasha, like, might have some underlying chemistry.
Yeah, but didn't we look up and they have, like, a pretty big age gap?
Yeah, 26 and 40.
About the age that your parents were when they got together, so.
Yeah, so, you know, it happens.
You know, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like it was just time. The old guys were just, it was drastically different from a talent standpoint than everybody else.
Right.
And at this point now, it will actually be, like, kind of, you might be kind of shocked, like, who could go home.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Jen is definitely most improved.
Yeah.
Joey is definitely shocking me.
Mm-hmm.
Is very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I personally still love Steven and Riley. Like, they're still my number one. I don't think they have the best nights. I don't think those styles lended themselves well to their personalities.
Yeah.
Like, Soul Train and Hair Metal. Like, that's just not like they're cutesy, and those are not cutesy genres.
It's okay.
Like
they'll make it to Disney.
Disney night.
Yeah.
Can I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're gonna do, but it's gonna be the cutest thing you ever saw.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, like Alona almost went home.
Alona almost went home. That was kind of scary. She had a rough night.
Yeah.
But America wants her. They want her there. Mm-hmm. And then Danny did a good job.
Oh,
both
yeah.
nights.
Yeah. He's kind of just like coasting.
Yeah.
But I like him a lot.
Oh, and then the person we always forget about, the reality TV woman.
Oh,
that's
Faith.
Yeah.
Well, and then Dwight.
Oh, and then Dwight.
Who
had a
rough night.
Night.
And then had a really good night.
Yeah. Yeah. Theirs was kind of on both ends of the spectrum. So.
Yeah.
But it was good. Mm-hmm. I am enjoying it.
I know. It's entertaining.
I know. I think what's hard for me too, a little bit though, is somehow I've made it work the last four episodes that I was able to watch it the night it happened. I just am nervous that there's going to be like things like this. If you can't watch it in real time, then you're risking spoilers. Like, I feel like I can't get on social media the next day without seeing who went home.
When like, it's, like, nationwide. Like, everyone's watching it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like reality TV is different than, like, Game of Thrones. Like, you don't watch Game of Thrones and nobody's, like, posting, like, I went home. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, when I follow a bunch of them on Instagram, like, if I don't watch it, it could very easily get spoiled.
Yeah.
So, I feel like that's tough. And, I mean, Tuesday, honestly, is a good night. Like,
it is.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have any upcoming Tuesday night conflicts, so that's good.
Right. Yeah, Tuesday's always, like, a good night. And it makes me, like, Tuesdays are my least favorite days of the week, so.
Gives me something to look forward to.
For sure. I have, like, a show that based on, I love the time of year, which I'm kind of getting to that time of year where I have, like, a show that comes out, like, every day.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, not, there is times when it's like that, yes.
I don't feel like there's much else I watch in real time. Like, right now, besides...
When I say real time, though, I mean, like the day after.
But
like,
still, that when I mean, like, that week. Like, you watch it, you're watching them as they air. I feel like I don't, besides Grey's Anatomy and Dancing with the Stars, I don't have anything right now that I'm...
Yeah,
or even in general. Like, I can't think of anything in general that I watch like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you guys, like, my, like, toxic trait, I fear, is I watch way too many shows at once.
Mm.
Because I like to have something to watch for each of my personalities. So when I'm sitting in one mood compared to the other, so, like, I have Dancing with the Stars, I have Tell Me Lies, which is, like, a romance drama, and then I have... Grotesque Gray, which is, like, a really freaky, like, crime drama. And then I have Love is Blind, which is just, like, mindless TV.
Trash.
And then I have Game of Thrones, which is if I'm, like, really trying to, like... If that's, like, a, like, rainy day on the couch, not doing anything. I don't have a lot of those days. So...
Well, you need to, like... Game of Thrones is, like, I need to be able to tune everything else out because you actually have to pay attention.
Yeah. Let's see, is there anything else? Probably. Oh, Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah.
Which... is also, like, a little bit mindless, a little bit not. Like, I can, like, kind of watch it in the background. Yeah. So, yeah, that's all happening.
That's right a now. Lot. That's a lot of shows.
It's fun, though, because then I'm like, oh, well, I don't have this show, but I have this one.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, right now, this time of year, I, with the exception of Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I'm watching football.
Yeah.
No. Every other day.
We thought fantasy.
And you have your Cowboys shirt on, though.
Cowboys shirt, fantasy team, but still, like... If, like, the thing is that if I'm going to watch a football game, like, it needs to include a cocktail of some sort and, like, a social event of some sort. Like, I'm not just going to, like, go home
on
a Thursday night and be like, like, no, it's not happening. So.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
I'll check fantasy the next morning.
Okay. Yeah. I actually might be going to 2 football games this weekend.
Weekend plans. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm going to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure I've mentioned this a zillion and one times. I went to the University of Texas in Austin.
Really?
And every year the rival game is against Oklahoma and it's in Dallas. They play on neutral field at the Cotton Bowl. In fact, within like 10 miles, the Cotton Bowl is exactly halfway between the two schools, which is kind of cool. Like, it's literally halfway between the schools.
That is cool.
And so it's like the stadium is split down the middle. It's like 50% orange and 50% red. It's so cool. And so my dad, since he lives in San Antonio, we meet in Dallas every year. And he always jokes. He's like, yeah, we're meeting halfway. I'm like, it's not even close to halfway. But he does drive and I fly. So it ends up being about the same amount of time as travel. And actually, now that I live in Chicago, like, my total travel time is actually less than his. But anyway, so we meet in Dallas and we go to the game. Well, there's been only one other time that we've gone. So I've been graduated. Is that grammar right? I've been graduated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From college.
I have been graduated since.
I don't know if that's right, but that sounds very wrong. I graduated college in December of 2012. So this is like the 12th. Football season since I graduated college. We've missed maybe three for a wedding, COVID, and Lila. And of all of those years, only one other time did the Cowboys play at home that following Sunday. Only one time. And we went because it was like, well, we have to. And they are at home this weekend. And
I know, and you get to see the Dallas Cowboys.
We don't have tickets yet to the Cowboys game because it's still, the ticket prices are, hopefully will come down a little bit.
Oh, so we're both trying to get
for things. Sunday things, yeah, okay. Prices to fall for Sunday events, yes. So we have tickets for the Longhorn game on Saturday, but we don't have Cowboys tickets yet. But my flight is late, is like at 10 p.m. just in case we get tickets for the game and we get to go. But yeah, it would be really cool to see the cheerleaders after watching the documentary.
Yeah, it would be. That would be awesome.
So, what about you?
So, this is my first weekend off in a very long time. I feel like I said that, like, not that a couple weeks ago. I feel like I have an occasional, like, weekend off. Maybe, like, once a month.
But, yeah.
You know. Anyways, so, Friday, I'm going to see John Summit at Northerly Island, which is like a concert venue, which is just such a bitch to get to.
Where is it?
It's like, so like the Adler Planetarium,
yeah.
You go to the right.
Okay.
And then like go,
further
keep going.
Down.
Yeah, it's okay. Like there. So it's like getting there is a bitch. Leaving there is a bitch. That's what I'm mostly not looking forward to. But you know, I bought the ticket when I was saying yes to life. So
you can't take the train?
Well, no, yeah. I'm just saying, I'm not driving.
I know, but there's not a train close to there? Because there's a train that stopped close to museum campus.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's TBD.
Okay.
But John Summit is like a house.
I actually think you've talked about him on the podcast before.
Really?
Yeah. I remember you saying it now about the EDM guy who went to NEQA.
Yeah, so he went to our high school. So we knew that on Friday. Saturday. Hold on, let me just pull up my Google Cal because I don't remember, but I know I have something.
Because you're so popular.
No.
What?
I believe I accidentally bought a ticket for Thursday. Oh, shit.
For the concert thing?
I'll figure that out later.
That's weird.
My ticket says.
But if your ticket says Friday, it should be fine. I don't know why your Google Cal is auto-populating.
Wait, is he playing on Thursday? Yeah. So Saturday, I'm not doing anything. But Sunday, I still haven't gotten tickets to Sabrina Carpenter. I'm going to go to Will Call and try my best. So
we're all still praying for you.
Thanks. I need it.
It's either going to be next week's recap of our weekends is either going to be like the best thing ever or the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Like if both of my teams win and like I went to both games and it was awesome and you got to go to Sabrina Carpenter, it's going to be just like the best recap.
I mean, like at this point, if I look on like Sunday morning and there is a $300 ticket, I'm going to buy it.
Okay. So. As long as you know what your number is, I think that's fair.
Okay.
You do you.
TYSM. Thank you so much.
Don't speak in acronyms. What else do you want to talk about? I wrote a couple things down.
Okay, please share.
How are your goals going?
Great.
Yeah?
I'm really enjoying it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you have to share them if you don't want to, but it was really just I wanted to check in with you and see how they were going.
Yeah, really good. Very good. I feel like the hardest one is, like, one of the things I'm doing is tracking, like, what I'm spending every single day.
I knew that was going to be the hardest one.
And, like, over the weekend, like, I was really busy, so, like, I went out to dinner twice,
yep.
So I had to, like, you know, write that down, and it was a little bit painful. But, like, even holding myself accountable by the fact that, like, one of them, I didn't even put my card down, so I had to Venmo, and I Venmoed later, but I still, like, put it, like, you know.
Like a placeholder.
Yeah. So, and then, like, next weekend, I'm going to the Blackhawks game on Saturday for my friend Kaylee's birthday. So, like, I just paid for that. It's going to be a hefty month, I fear.
Yeah. Really, what I think is more important, and this is what I tell people all the time, is you're getting into the habit of the tracking. Mm-hmm. And that is the most important part. And then at the end of the month, you will have numbers. And then you can adjust and reevaluate, like, from there if you want to make changes or you want to set other goals. But for now, you're getting into the habit of tracking. And it's hard. It's hard mm-hmm. when you've never done it before. It's painful sometimes when you spend a lot of money. But it is the, in my opinion, only way for you to really get a clear picture of where your money is going.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So, I'm proud of you for doing it.
Thanks.
That's good. Speaking of goals as well, I was thinking about the fact that, you know, we all, setting New Year's goals is like a very common, like, normal thing. And I feel like we should sit down and have a session where you and I, like, go to dinner or something, go get a drink, and talk about, like, podcast goals and, like, what we want to see for the podcast next yeah. year, what we want it to look like, kind of what, you know, what's working, what's not working, like, kind of the way that I would reevaluate my personal goals or my business goals, but, like, do it for the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's a hobby, but it's, like, I mean, it takes up a good chunk of our time. It's a commitment. And so I feel like that is worth it.
Yeah. No, I would love that. I think that's great.
Okay. Are you just going to let me run this yeah. show? I only have one other thing.
Okay.
And it's not really that exciting.
Okay.
I bought the, like, 3-pack of fall candles from Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
You ever bought candles?
Yeah.
There before?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I never bought candles there before.
They don't last long, so just so you know.
They don't, but they have a really good scent throw.
They do.
Like, I have...
Like, Target's one sucks.
Yes. Like, I had one lit in here today, in my office, and I could smell it all the way in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, we have, like, air fresheners that we, like, put in the wall.
Yeah, I have those.
And, Sydney, we just got, like, a new scent, and, like, oh my gosh, it smells so good. It's, like, mahogany teak wood throughout our entire apartment. It's so nice. Yeah, that's, like, and, like, going back to, like, wanting to help. Like, I just, like, our apartment's, like, finally, like,
cozy
and, like, we have all, like, so I went to HomeGoods the other day, and I got us new wine glasses because we wanted the ones that were, like, big and, like, thin at the top. You know, there's something about drinking out of, like, a thin wine glass. And so I got
these.
Yeah, no, not these. There were pink ones, like, that weren't these, and I thought about getting them because, like, these are just really small.
Yeah.
But
our table is really small.
No, I mean, just, like, the cup is small.
Yeah. So we have to fill them up a lot.
Yeah, like, it just looks, like, kind of crazy when we're, like, filling them up to here. Anyways.
We should measure it, like, what the ounces are.
But then they had other wine glasses with little gold bows on them. I died. Immediate buy. I wrote it down, don't worry. Immediate buy. So, and I'm like, so we finally picked a date for our holiday party. We sent out the invites. I'm so excited. Do you want to see the invite?
No, because I'm not invited.
Well, sorry.
So cute.
It's a Webster Wonderland. You're welcome to come.
I didn't get the invite.
I mean, we have limited space. We literally have, like, everyone has to be able to bring their amount of people. And then we like, do a long dinner table. So we can really only have so many people.
So your family gets booted.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Fine. I'll invite you.
No, I don't want to go.
You don't want to go?
No.
Why not?
I don't want a pity invite.
No, it's not a pity invite.
No.
Okay. Just let me know if you want to go.
Okay. You're invited to my holiday party. My Halloween party.
I know, but it's like you're, like, I'm hosting it with two other people who, like, also want to bring their friends. You know? You also have to bring food and a gift. Do you want to do that?
Anyway, to finish my comments on the Trader Joe's candles. So I do think, yeah, they go fast. They're small. And they have a really large scent throw. But one of them gave me a headache instantly. It was like the maple whatever one. Mm. I just don't like sweet candles. Mm. Like, I don't like a vanilla. I just think that anything, you
that.
Can take it. Because I am not going to use it. It's the, yeah, that one. Yeah, I only had it lit for like, I don't even know how long. Mm. It smells good in the container, but then once it was going, it wasn't for me. But the other two I loved. I killed the one, Autumn Leaves or whatever, that one's empty. And then that's the one I started afterwards, Spice Chai, which is so good.
I wish you could buy this in one day.
No. Maybe like a week and a half.
Approximately 10 hours of burn time.
I feel like it lasted me longer than 10 hours. Because I try to light a candle every time I'm in here, like, working.
Yeah.
Because it's a vibe.
It is a vibe.
Okay, that's it. That's all that was on my list.
Oh! Housemaid becoming a movie.
Oh, yeah. Even though you already brought that up to me yesterday. Yesterday, yeah. Allie goes, I guess I'll just wait and tell you tomorrow. No, I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah, so Housemaid, which we've talked about before, which we both read by Freda McFadden, which I feel like a lot of people have read the Housemaid series, is getting a movie adaptation. And Amanda Seyfried is playing Nina.
Yep.
Which I love that casting because she can totally do the creepy vibe.
Yeah, my only hesitation was, how old is she?
She's like in her 40s.
Amanda or the character?
I think both.
Okay.
Amanda Seyfried is 38.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Okay.
And then I love and Sydney Sweeney playing Millie, I think, is perfect because she has a really good range. She's done, like, creepy stuff. She's done romance stuff, which is, like, both. I'm curious who they cast.
Yeah,
as, like,
the guy.
As the guy. When they, like, posted, like, the picture, it showed, like, an old guy, and I thought that's who they were casting as him, and then it was, like, no, that's the director or something, and I was, like, okay,
freaked out,
because that would have been weird.
That would have been weird.
But, yeah, I'm so excited about that, so, and I also finished the book Icebreaker that I was reading forever, but to be fair, my Kindle was gone, so I had to stop, and then finished that, very spicy, which I've said multiple times. And now I'm reading Boyfriend, which is the new Freda McFadden book that just came out. So I will probably finish that in like 2 days. So we'll let you know how that is next week.
I want to, for next year, clearly I'm on like a next year planning kit already. Like, I know it's October, but like I'm ready to like plan and start to execute on next year. I want to I've spent like my entire year this year reading two fucking series. Right. I read Fourth Wing and Iron Flame, and then I've been reading A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yeah.
And so next year I want to just read like standalone books, like no series. Mm-hmm. And I want to like pick them in advance, cut them up and like put them in a bowl and then draw them like at random.
Yeah. I was literally about to say, every time we talk about reading, I'm like, oh, like we should read the same. And then I'm like, no, because then that's another deadline that I have to meet before we're...
We tried the book club thing, and it did not work for you.
Yeah, it didn't.
So, no, I don't think we should read the same
books.
I don't
like deadlines. It reminds me of that of being in high school.
No, that's fair. I was not even going to remotely suggest that. I don't think we have to read the same books. I was just thinking for me, I want to make a list of like standalone fiction books that I want to read next year and then like pick them at random throughout the year.
Yeah, I think so that'd be really fun.
I'm not like, A, I'm not getting stuck in a series, and then B, I'm not having to like make the decision. It's just
right.
Fate. Whatever one I draw, that's what I'm reading. So I think that's my plan for next year.
I love that.
Again, I know it's only October, but.
Well, thankfully I had that very small reading rut because my goal of 15 books is now more realistic, because before I was in the beginning of the year, I was like
blowing it out of the water.
And I was like, oh, okay. And now I'm like, I just finished my 13th book. So now it's way more realistic that I'm going to be like, okay, maybe I'll hit like a little bit more than 15, but like
pretty close. Yeah.
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 So that'll feel good for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I technically already hit my reading goal. I hit it a couple months ago. The caveat is that I picked 20 specific books that I wanted to read. And it was, some of them were nonfiction and fiction. And I'm at like 22 books or something, but it's not anywhere near the specific books I wanted to read. I've read a lot more fiction than I planned and not anywhere close to the nonfiction ones that I wanted to read, but that's good.
It's good.
I've still read 20 something books this year, which is awesome given life.
Life. Peanut.
Peanut, she's a lot of my life, yes. Taking care of her and keeping her alive. I saw a funny meme today that
keeping her alive.
Well, for real though, the girl just eats so much. Like, and I have to make her 3 meals a day and snacks. I miss the days when her food was just much simpler.
Yeah.
It was just easier. Mm-hmm. And I saw a meme today that I sent mom that was like me calling my mom, asking her if I can eat this chicken that's been sitting in my fridge while staring at the human that I am supposed to keep alive. It's like, I totally do that. Like, call mom and ask her, like, the stupidest questions. And literally, like, I have my own child.
Yeah, I fear. We both.
Yes, but you're 24.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I hit a running goal today.
Oh, yeah?
I ran 2 miles straight without stopping, which I've done, like, you know, like 5 mile runs. Like, I've done like long runs, but like I've had like really big walking gaps in there because it's just like I can't run straight 5 miles. So like today I did a full 2 without stopping.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have like a goal or something that you're trying to hit with running?
I would love to do this Shamrock Shuffle in March.
Which is how long?
Which is a 15K.
A 15K. So like 9 miles?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like my next goal is like 2.5 straight, kind of doing it like in halves.
Okay.
And like it's just like some days are better than others.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like,
there's a lot of factors that can impact it. Like, how well did you sleep? What's the air quality like outside? Where are you at in your cycle?
And my problem is, too, is, like, if I do the same route, I know how many miles I'm running. I can't know. Because if I know, like, I need my app to, because my app just, like, tells me once I hit it.
Yeah.
I need that kind of milestone rather than, like, okay, I know from my house to the lake is 1 mile. So I'm, like, if I do that straight, you know, whatever. I do have, like, a good, like, the 5 mile run that I did do, it's like, it's a good like track. It's basically like all the way to the lake, like down to like the bridge and like back.
Okay.
Which
bridge?
Like the, like going on to the lake at Fullerton and then running all the way to the bridge, like by Eugenie.
Okay.
And then like
the North Avenue
mm-hmm.
bridge.
Yeah. So I don't know, because I feel like running's, like, for me, a nice break in between my core power, because core power can just, like, be a lot back-to-back. So, I love core power during the winter, though, because it's, like, the best, because it's, like, hot.
And you live so close. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you have anybody else that's gonna do this?
Yeah. Well, Sydney, we just did the half marathon.
Okay.
Like, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
She did it in under 2 hours.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
an icon, a legend.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I remember, wait, before I forget, you don't have to run the entire 9 miles. You could still do the 15K even if you have walking breaks.
Okay.
So my dad did a half Ironman. Do you know what an Ironman is?
Yeah. So Sinewy's boyfriend did the half Ironman this year.
Okay.
And his roommates, they all did it.
That's insane.
Yeah. Johnny's like, Johnny literally did the half marathon with Sinny Wade to just like keep track of her pace. Like it was like,
just to keep her going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when my dad did it, he said that if he finished it in 6 hours, he would sign up for the full. And he crossed the finish line at 6 hours and 15 minutes. The first words out of his mouth were, fuck the full. Like he was like, no way.
Yeah. He said it was really, really hard. So. Yeah.
No, there's just no way.
Yeah.
No way. All right. Is there anything else?
I don't think so.
I'm going to be honest. With football on Thursdays, I don't hate doing this on a Wednesday because it gives me something to do on a Wednesday. But I understand.
I'm okay with Wednesdays.
I don't know.
What's wrong with Wednesdays for me?
No, I don't think... I don't know. We just have like... I also like the Thursday. I like having a drink on a Thursday. Like, I like that vibe.
I think we were doing Wednesdays, switched to Thursdays, and now we're like, maybe go back to Wednesdays.
I don't really remember doing Wednesdays. I know we started doing Thursdays. I think when we switched to weekly, it was just random. It was whatever day that week you and I were both free. And then when we decided to, like, have a drink every time and start, like, trying drinks as part of it, we were like, let's do it on Thursdays so that we can, like, drink. Because that felt more appropriate than a Wednesday, even though I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with Wednesdays.
I don't know. I mean, we can still play it by ear.
Okay.
We happen to need to do it this week because tomorrow I'm actually going to a gala. My friend Brooke has a nonprofit. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have an annual gala for their nonprofit.
Wait, that's fun.
Yeah. Sorry, we could have invited you. We invited Mom, and I thought you were sitting there when I invited Mom, and it's in the suburbs, and she was basically
maybe that's why I was
She was like, fuck that. I would rather babysit. Because I asked Mom, I said, do you want me, I can get a babysitter so that you can come with us, or.
And I had said, I'll babysit.
Yeah, and then Mom was like, and then I said, oh, it's in the suburbs. And then she was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to the suburbs. Like, I'll watch Lila. You guys go.
Okay.
So, whatever.
Got it.
It's fine. I'm excited to support her. Obviously, it's always like this time of year, and we didn't get to go last year and support her because baby.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm excited to go and support her. Maybe we should be done.
All right, sisters, like us.
All the things, like, subscribe. Tell your sisters, tell your friends. Let us know what you want to hear us talk about. We haven't been doing that, where we like ask Instagram for any suggestions. Do we want to get better about that?
I don't know. Do people really have suggestions?
I don't know.
Like, do people love us?
Goodbye.
Say bye. How did we start these?
And,
let me see if I missed anything. I don't know why I did that.
That was weird.
And what the hell is that?
The candle, maybe?
Yeah. Ah. We just said the same thing.